The scripture verse that we have for today is Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. If you want to stand for the reading of the word. I'm reading this out of the New King James Version. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Lord, we ask that you be in this service today. Guide my words, that all that comes out of it is of you. Help us to understand and be able to apply the word. We ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. I tried to kind of, Rex had notes for this, so I tried to use his notes, but he does things different than me, so it's not going to come out quite the same, I'm sure. But looked up what faith is, and they have a couple meetings, but I chose the second one. Believing in God or doctrines of religion based on spiritual rather than actual touching proof. And faith, we get a little bit of faith when we accept Christ. It's not usually not a huge amount. The more we pray and the more we get close to God, the more our faith builds. But we get a little bit when we start out. The disciples here had a little bit of faith. They had enough faith to know who to ask to calm the sea. Not enough to say, needs to be calm, you know, calm it down, but they had the faith to go to Jesus. And it's interesting here that, you know, he's saying, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? And I always wondered, you know, why did he stipulate that? Different places in the Bible he mentions having little faith. But there's different levels of faith. And I don't think he was condemning them, you know, for having little faith, just wanting them to grab hold and to build on their faith, to get stronger. And it came with time, but at this point in time, they just had the little bit. And Luke, Luke chapter 7. I thought I had it marked, but apparently I don't. Chapter 7, verse 6 through 10. It says, Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick. So this shows a contrast, the great faith that this centurion had compared to the disciples who had this small amount of faith. But even the little bit of faith, I think, builds up into being a great amount of faith. You know, in Matthew chapter 15, we have verses 21. Through 28. It says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." So there's different places in the Bible that shows the faith. And this woman had, to me, considered a persistent faith. She not only had the faith that, you know, this man could heal her daughter, but she wasn't even from the area that, you know, was supposed to be asking for prayer and help. And yet she was consistent in, you know, and persistent in asking him and, you know, going after him to get it. So, you know, we see the different areas. Why the disciples didn't have a greater faith, I don't know. You know, it doesn't really state too much about it. But I'd like to think that they were still young in their faith, was why they had such little faith. And probably why we have such little faith when we first accept Christ, you know. We kind of want things being proven to us, you know, that this is going to get done, where someone who has really been with the Lord a long time and a lot of prayer and all of that might have more of a tendency, or I've seen it before, I know God can do this, and has the faith to go with it. But sometimes I look at it that, you know, we don't see things done not because we have a little faith or not because we have a lot of faith, but because God's time is not right. You know, his plan is perfect. His timing is perfect. And when we pray for something, like we pray for healing, and we don't get healed, or somebody doesn't get healed, and you'll hear somebody say, "Well, they just didn't have enough faith." Well, that's not necessarily the case. I don't think it's a matter of a little faith or a lot of faith. God's timing is perfect, and sometimes his answer is no. You know, we pray for something. We prayed for healing. We prayed for Rex's healing. It didn't happen. God gave him almost 2 years from the first go-round. But his timing, this was his time to go. So when you look at someone and you say, "Oh, they have a little bit of faith, and they just don't have enough faith to make it happen," number one, we shouldn't be judging anybody on how much faith or lack of it that they do or don't have. But we need to look at them and go, God's timing is perfect. And if you're not being healed right now, it's not his time. There's something that he wants you to still learn, something he wants you to still do. Or like my mom said, she always felt that the Lord never healed her, because if she had ever been healed completely, she wouldn't have been so apt to serve him. And I don't know if that's true or false, but I know he never healed her completely. He always healed her enough that she could get through the day or get through the week. But there was always a time, you know, that she just wasn't going to have that perfect health. And so I think that we need to really look at what God's plan is and pray in all things for God's will to be done. And that, you know, we don't know what his plan is, but we know that his plan is good. You know, and just like the memory verse says, you know, he has plans for welfare, not for calamity. His plans are always going to be good. They're always going to be perfect, and the timing will always be perfect. So whether you have a little bit of faith or a lot of faith, make sure that you're praying for God's will to be done in what you're praying for. Let's stop in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this word, and we ask that you help us to bring it to our mind, and help us to, whether we have a little bit of faith or a lot of faith, to just be able to get stronger in you, in our belief, and trust you in all things. And we ask it in your name. Amen. Our closing song will be Blessed Assurance, page 572.